Welcome to Lanyap, a program about events, issues, and people. I'm Corey Crow, and I'm joined today by Mark Brink. Mark's an interpretive ranger at Poverty Point. Mark, welcome to Lanyap.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate you guys bringing me on.
Well, thanks for being with us today. You guys are going to be celebrating a big day at Poverty Point at the World Heritage Site, but I guess before we get to what the big day is, there may be people in our area who've never been to Poverty Point. They don't know what it's all about. So tell me what Poverty Point is.
That's a good question. So, yeah, it's true that not a lot of people have heard about this site. But we have, in your backyard, an ancient Native American mound site. That was the largest and most complex of its time. It's roughly 3,500 years old. So that's it in a nutshell, really.
So 3,500 years old, that gets us back, back to before the Bible, almost to pyramid times? Where does that put us in relation to the world?
That's a good question. So it puts you almost exactly into the New Kingdom of Egypt, that entire span. They lived here for roughly 600 years. During the time of King Tut and Nefertiti. So it's just about maybe 800 years after the pyramids were built, but still you have people living in Egypt during that new kingdom.
Poverty Point was home to lots of people and was a major civilization, I guess, in our area 3,500 years ago or 3,500 B.C., so where is Poverty Point located?
Poverty Point is located just pretty close to Epps on Highway 577. It's 6859 Highway 577.
So if you were coming from Monroe, you guys are, 30, 40 minutes away from town?
Just exactly an hour, more or less.
Okay, so an hour away from Monroe, you'll be celebrating International Archaeology Day coming up on Saturday, October the 19th, from 10 until 2. Let's talk about archaeology at the site. What has been done at Poverty Point?
That's a big question, because there's a lot that has been done and a lot that we are doing, a lot that we will continue to do to learn about this ancient site. But really, there's been lots of excavations in the past, not so much right now, but we use a lot of geophysical tools like magnetometers and ground-penetrating radars to learn more about the site, along with soil cores. So that's a lot of the recent stuff. And there's some cool stuff that's coming to light that we'll be learning about a lot more in recent years.
You guys will be doing tours of the site, ranger-guided tours around the site multiple times during the day on Saturday the 19th. Also, I guess folks get to take part in some things. Tell me a little bit about some of the events that will be happening that people can get involved in.
Sure, absolutely. So in addition to those guided tours that we'll be doing atlatl demonstrations throughout the day. And an atlatl is a device that the people here use in order to throw their spears or darts. Because for most of American prehistory, people didn't use bows and arrows. So that's what we'll be learning about as far as that goes. We'll be having flint knapping, so the actual creation of the stone tools like projectile points and stuff like that. Will be fire starting demonstrations at 11 a.m. and 12:30 p.m. And then our site archaeologist will be on hand if you can want to ask her a bunch of questions. And she's going to be conducting water screening. So we actually had a little excavation about a month and a half ago, and she's going to bring in loads of soil, and you'll get to sift through them with her in order to see if you might find something. But, of course, all artifacts stay on the site.
So you may find something that nobody's seen for thousands of years getting a little dirty on Saturday the 19th.
That's exactly right. So that's the cool thing about artifacts. You pick one up, and you might be the first person to touch that artifact in 3,500 years. So that's kind of magical.
The site has large earthworks, and I know when that the earthwork is a big bird. What kind of bird did these ancient folks build there, and why did they build a bird?
Well, here's something interesting. So Mound A is the big mound. And in the 1950s, archaeologists thought that it might be a bird effigy, but today there's really no direct evidence of this. So most archaeologists don't really think it's shaped like a bird today. So I wouldn't worry about that idea too much, but it's significant for many other reasons. But we know very little about this culture's personal beliefs. We find small carved stone bird effigies and other animal effigies on the site, but nothing as far as a big earthwork effigy, so far at least.
Now, these guys are here in North Louisiana with this giant village. How many folks were in that village? And I understand they traveled a lot. Where did they go?
So that's another good question. So archaeologists really don't know how many people may have lived here. Some will put a year-round occupation quite low. Others will say a few thousand people lived here. Based on the evidence, I like the idea of maybe about 1,000 people on a year-round basis. And yes, there's no stone here. If you've ever gone out anywhere, between Monroe and, say, Vicksburg, you don't have any native stone at all. So they had to import stone from, in some cases, over 1,000 miles away, all throughout eastern North America is where they're taking most of it.
Mark Brink, Interpretive Ranger at Poverty Point. Mark, once again, when is your big event and what time do you guys get kicked off?
It's going to be on Saturday, October 19th, and we're going to get started at 10 o'clock in the morning, and it's going to go to 2 p.m.
Mark, is there somewhere folks can go to find out more about the Poverty Point World Heritage Site?
I would suggest liking us on Facebook, Poverty Point World Heritage Site. We put up all our events ahead of time, usually at least 2 weeks, to give you some notice. The Louisiana State Parks calendar that you can find online is another good resource because we're offering other events this month as well. And actually, the Louisiana State website also has the events for Archaeology Month all throughout the state right now.
You can find out more about Poverty Point and Archaeology Day by visiting our website at kedm.org.
Business, news, and relevance. I'm describing Marketplace, of course, the business show that's anything but boring, bringing you the news that matters. Join us next time for Marketplace from APM, American Public Media.
You can join us weeknights at 5:30 for Marketplace and the latest in business news on KEDM Public Radio.